You're listening to SBS News.
United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres is again calling for vaccine equity and continued vigilance against the coronavirus as global COVID-19 deaths exceed 5 million. Mr. Guterres issued a statement saying the milestone is a reminder that leaders are failing much of the world. While wealthy countries are delivering third doses of the COVID-19 vaccine, only about 5% of people in Africa are fully vaccinated. There are still more deaths, overcrowded hospitals and exhausted health workers, and the risk of new variants spreading and claiming more lives. Mr. Guterres says at the same time, other dangerous threats continue to allow COVID-19 to thrive: misinformation, vaccine hoarding, vaccine nationalism, and a lack of global solidarity. Australia's Prime Minister Scott Morrison at the COP26 summit in Glasgow was more optimistic.
There is cause for optimism as we gather here. 18 months ago, the world was staring into the abyss of a 1-in-100-year pandemic. The vaccines we would need had not only not been invented, but there had never been a vaccine for a coronavirus. But here we are, billions vaccinated, and the world is reclaiming what COVID has taken from us.
Israel is reclaiming its tourist industry by allowing vaccinated foreign visitors to arrive, easing its international border restrictions significantly for the first time in 18 months. Only foreigners who've had a second or third COVID-19 vaccine dose within the last 6 months are allowed in the country, with some exceptions such as for humanitarian or medical needs. The entry rules also apply to visitors wanting to visit the West Bank, as Israel controls all the border crossings. Lifeguards, shopkeepers, and tourists all celebrated the change, which comes 20 months after Israel banned most foreign visitors in an effort to halt the spread of the coronavirus. Moshe Marciano is a 42-year-old Tel Aviv beach lifeguard who's now looking forward to the beaches filling up with people once again.
Actually, from today, the tourists can come here, and we are looking for them. It's about time that they will come here. We are waiting for them so much. And all this 1 year and a half, it was a little bit empty here. And now, from the 1st of November, I think it's a new beginning.
U.S. lawyer Esti Stoller is among those who made the trip to Israel.
I feel great. We all are so excited to be back in Israel. This is our homeland. And finally, after months of being away, we've returned. And we've come in full force, happy, excited, ready to have the best time, because Israel is the place to be.
Tourism dropped over 80% in 2020 after hitting a record high of 4.55 million visitors in 2019 that contributed $7.2 billion to Israel's economy. And now to the United States, where the Biden administration is anticipating approval from vaccine advisors by midweek to vaccinate children aged 5 to 11. By vaccinating children, the U.S. hopes to head off another coronavirus wave during the cold weather months, when people spend more time indoors and respiratory illnesses can spread more easily. A special advisory panel to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention will meet to consider detailed recommendations for administering the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine to young children. Jeffrey Zients, White House COVID response coordinator, says the government has enough of the Pfizer vaccine for all 28 million children in the 5 to 11 age group.
So we're in great shape on supply, and the whole plan is based on Pfizer vaccines. So we have more than enough vaccine for every child 5 to 11, specifically the Pfizer vaccine. So the bottom line is there's plenty of supply a Pfizer vaccine, and we look forward to parents having the opportunity to vaccinate their kids.
In New York City, thousands of workers were put on unpaid leave for refusing to comply with the COVID-19 vaccine mandate that took effect on Monday. Mayor Bill de Blasio says thousands of city firefighters have called in sick in an apparent protest over the requirement.
9,000 city employees in leave without pay status at this moment, out of a workforce of almost 400,000. So that's less than 6% of the entire workforce. Now, again, every one of those 9,000 is welcome to come back, get vaccinated. We've got about 12,000 who have applied for a religious or medical exemption. That will be worked on over the coming days, and they'll get their answer. Either they get the exemption or they don't, and then they should act accordingly. If they don't get the exemption, come back to work. If they do, then they do.
City officials have been battling fierce resistance among a minority of workers in some critical public safety jobs, including police officers and firefighters, as well as a pending legal challenge to the mandate by the city's largest police union. Mr. de Blasio assured New York City residents that despite the thousands on leave, services continued uninterrupted.
Firehouses are open, no firehouse closed. Response times normal with fire, EMS, NYPD. Department of Sanitation did a great job. They don't normally pick up trash on Sundays, but they did this Sunday, and they did a great job catching up. A big effort yesterday. Crews out in full force. This has made a big, big impact.
Meanwhile, in Russia, the first nation in the world to approve a COVID-19 vaccine and then export it to more than 70 countries, is struggling to inoculate its own population. It has had record 24-hour death tolls on 21 days in the past month. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.